Shalom, it's Brother Zakaria from the Israelite Report Podcast and TheIsraeliteTimes.com. Want to say all praises due to Yahweh by Shem Yahweh Shai. Peace and blessings to all the brothers that are spread across the four corners of the earth, pushing the truth and sincerity. I want to get into this article. It's an old article. And matter of fact, it's what makes it so significant is that it is an old article from 2015, November of 2015, and it's coming from Cargill.com, and it's supposed to be like a simulation to a food chain crisis. Matter of fact, that's the title. It's called Food Chain Reaction Crisis Simulation Ends with Global Carbon Tax. Now, this is from 2015, November 2015. So this is very significant in the sense that it shows that this is how these devils plan, plot, and strategize. Okay? They plan, plot, and strategize. Your enemies, while you're sleeping, while you're BSing around, your enemies are planning, plotting, and strategizing, okay? They have taken a crafty counsel, as the scriptures say, starting with the nation of Edom, okay? So this article here, getting into it, says here, food chain reaction crisis simulation ends with global carbon tax. So they did a simulation as to what would happen in a food chain crisis. Now, that's current, right? What are we seeing today? We're seeing these food plants get burned down, destroyed in the middle of the night. Fox News, Tucker Carlson reported on it, but you're not really seeing it in mainstream media. Right. So they're blaming the food chain crisis that we're seeing and going to see because it really hadn't hit hard yet. You're seeing it, but you ain't really seen it yet. And what's this guy, Biden, Sleepy Joe, he said that food shortage is going to be real. OK, so he told you already what's coming. He says it's real and it's going to be real. Again, this is from Cargill.com. I encourage brothers to go read it for yourself. It says here, I'll read a little bit of it. It says, climate, hunger, civil unrest, and spiking food prices came together at the food chain reaction game in Washington, D.C. this week. Cooperation mostly won the day. So they had a civil unrest, climate hunger simulation, a game that they played, playing out the scenario of what it would be like in a food chain crisis, right? In other words, famine. It says here, and this is on November the 12th, 2015. It says, on Monday and Tuesday, 65 international policymakers, academics, business, and thought leaders gathered at the World Wildlife Fund's headquarters in Washington, D.C. to game out how the world would respond to a future food crisis. The game took the players from the year 2020 to 2030. Now, you hear that, right? The game took the players from the year 2020 to 2030. But keep in mind, this was conducted in November of 2015. Let that sink in. What happened in 2020, the pandemic? What's the agenda? Agenda 2030. You will own nothing and love it, right? And that what Klaus Schwab said, something along those lines. You will own nothing and be happy, or you will own nothing and love it, or, you know, something like that, right? So this is where we are. The devil is revealing himself. He's pulled off his mask. You can see him now, openly. But our people still don't want to wake up. Again, he has taken crafty counsel. They've taken crafty counsel. You know, they shoot at the perfect one. It says, the game took the players from the year 2020 to 2030. As it was projected, the decade brought two major food crises, with prices approaching 400% of the long-term average, a raft of climate-related extreme weather events, governments toppling in Pakistan and Ukraine, and famine and refugee crises in Bangladesh, Myanmar, Chad, and Sudan. Yep. So, once again, this is Esau, Edom, showing his hand. He's showing that he is that man that we say he is. He is the wicked. You know, he is the wicked. He's the ultimate wicked. Okay? That man is constantly planning, plotting, and strategizing, as I said before. Now, I wanted to get this part right here in the article to show you that these demons, man, they are it's so wicked. Look at this. It says, along with WWF, the World Wildlife Foundation or whatever, it says the Center for American Progress and the Center for Naval Analysis, Cargill was one of Food Chain Reaction's organizers. The company was represented in the game by Corporate Vice President Joe Stone. Right? It says here in a quote, I can't tell you the number of discussions where people came up to me from other parts of the world saying we appreciate Cargill's role and sustainability, right? When they use that word sustainability, they mean to collapse, all right, and make you poor. That's what that means. Sustainability. I mean, you barely have enough to sustain yourself, okay? It says here, or Cargill is so important and solutions for feeding the world. Sometimes when you're inside Cargill, you don't appreciate that enough, but when you hear from other people how much they're depending on us to help figure this out, it just increases our responsibility. So basically what I'm saying is these people put themselves in a position of power where they can control the food, because whoever controls the food is going to control people. Right? People will do whatever it takes to get food, man. You know, they can live without, certain things they can live without. I would say a lot of things, but this generation, people can't live without anything, hardly. But without food, people will go crazy, man. It says, let me see. So anyway, it says here, in the face of a steep price spike with looming global food shortages in 2022, right? Look, this is in 2015 they did this. So they're talking about food shortages in 2022, back in 2015. It says the EU at one point suspended its environmental rules for agriculture and introduced a tax on meat. Both measures were quickly reversed in 2025 as harvests went back to normal and tensions eased in the hypothetical universe. So remember, this is a drill, okay? And they're war gaming a means to bring about a carbon tax through this drill. Famine, food shortages, to bring about a carbon tax. And right now, they're doing something along the lines of they are paying farmers to destroy their crops and penalizing those that don't. All right? Because, again, they're introducing this Beyond Meat, this mystery meat that nobody knows what the hell they're eating. Meanwhile, they're going to be eating stank dinners, man. You know, the same thing with gas and, you know, fuel. They, you know, all the climate, but yet they fly around in private jets. I'm going to get this scripture. This is Psalms 107, started at the 31st verse. It says, "Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness and the water springs into dry ground." That's what people don't understand and realize, man, that, yeah, Esau and the elites, the wicked elites are doing this, but ultimately this is the Lord, man, because he's using them on the left-hand side, you know? That's why I say, you know, call us foolish, call us whatever you want to call us, but see, we're trying to get right with the Lord, man. We're trying to get our spirits set on being in good favor with Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shai, so that when that day come, we can be delivered. Man, this is very critical time we're living in. People don't understand how critical this devil is getting ready to push through with major force. We're talking about civil, these people were game planning, civil unrest, worldwide famine. Okay, this is what they're purposely orchestrating this, and people are still walking around laughing and mocking the men of the Lord. You know? Even to this day, even with all of this happening. And you know what? A lot of Jakes don't even realize what's happening because the mainstream media, they're not telling you about the food plants being attacked. There was, matter of fact, there was just a news report saying that Russia is going to attack food plants, that there's going to be a cyber attack on food plants. So they're going to blame Russia. All right? But they're telling you, even in that, even though we know they're lying, even in that, take out what Esau is saying. He's saying that there's going to be an attack on food plants. There's an attack on food plants right now. There were like 24 cases of food plants, different food plants throughout the country being destroyed, catching on fire, planes running into them, explosions. They're purposely doing this. And who's buying up the farmland? This guy, Bill Gates. This guy, Bill Gates, is buying up all the farmland. That happened during the pandemic. Nobody was paying attention. This is why you got to be on watch, you know, watch and pray. You know, you got to watch and pray. Let me get this back to the 33rd verse. It says, "He turns rivers into a wilderness and the water springs into dry ground." This is the power of the Heavenly Father, Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shai. You know, this is the power that he has. It says, "A fruitful land into barrenness for the wickedness of them that dwell therein." Now, you're going to tell me this place ain't wicked? You're going to tell me this place ain't wicked? Why you think all of this is happening? The Lord is going to purge this place, man. The Lord is going to purge this place. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water and dry ground into water springs. Right? He can flip it either way. You know, when the righteous are back in control, what does it say? I forget the exact verse, but when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. I believe that's how it goes. If I'm wrong, correct me. Right? It says, and there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. So he could do it either way. And that's what brothers got to understand, is that in these terrible times, we got to lean on Yahweh Bashem Yahweh. We got to have faith. Can you imagine being in a famine, in the middle of a real food crisis famine, and you don't have faith in Yahweh Bashem Yahweh? Doesn't the scripture say the righteous shall scarcely make it? So imagine, but I always quote this scripture, woe unto them to go down to Egypt for help. But imagine the people that have faith in nothing but America, nothing but Babylon, right? Nothing but Babylon. That's all they believe in. They believe Esau is their king, and you know, the Edomites are going to rule forever. Psalms 49:11, the inward thought is that the houses shall continue forever. You know what I mean? They got that in their heart and in their spirit. And then all of a sudden, they see the kingdom collapsing around them. Can you imagine how their heart is going to faint, how it's going to fail them? They have no faith in Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shai. We're catching hell. And we have faith. Imagine the people that don't have faith, and then all of a sudden, the kingdom starts collapsing around them. Right? Man, these people are going to be jumping off of bridges, man, jumping out of windows. It's going to get more turned up and more lit. You know what I mean? The people already bugged out as it is. They've got all kind of medicine in them. You know, they're taking all kind of medication, bugging their brains out. People getting experimented on and don't even know it. You know, I walk the streets of D.C., man. I see people just bug the hell out. Even the so-called normal people bug the hell out, man. They bugged out of their damn mind. It says here, let me get back to the scripture again. This is Psalms 107. And 38th verse here, it says, he blesseth them also so that they are multiplied greatly and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are diminished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes and causes them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way, yet setteth the poor on high from affliction and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. And that's what we are hoping for. We're hoping to get his loving kindness and his mercy. Okay? Because he starts off by saying he can make your land dry, you know what I mean? He can decrease your crops and everything else, man. He can destroy it all. Right? And what does it say? 33rd verse, he turneth rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground. Okay? So he can do that. Or he can make you it so that you increase. Okay? So we want to be on the side of his love and kindness. We don't want to be, we don't want to receive the wrath. We don't want to piss the Most High off and receive his wrath, man. We don't want to drink of that cup. You know what I mean? We don't want to drink of that cup, man, on the left-hand side. You know, we want to drink of the cup on the right-hand side of righteousness, you know, and kindness and mercy. You know, we want to be in a place where the Lord look down on us and say, you know, I have mercy on him. I have mercy on him. You know, the angels come down and you know, the death angel come down and pass by you. You want to be there. You don't want to be caught up in this wickedness, man. Woe unto them that go down to Egypt for help. Especially in these days. But you know, niggas is still thinking this place is going to continue. They think this thing is just going to go on forever and ever and ever and ever. And it's going to be no end. And they laugh and they mock you when you tell them. And sometimes the people will listen, but they'll still be like, yeah, brother, I hear what you're saying and all. You know, that's why only the elect. It's only for the elect, man, at the end of the day. So even though they have it in their heart that this place is going to continue forever, and they don't believe that this place is going to go down, Jeremiah 22:13, right, tells you why this place has to go down. It says, woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by wrong, that uses his neighbor's service without wages, and giveth him not for his work. All right? Now, how is this place built, man? It was built on the back of the slaves, man. The children of the Lord. The children of the children of Israel. Right? And we went off and we sinned against the Heavenly Father, and he allowed Esau to break us down, man, and destroy us as a people, right? To bring us down to a low state. But he built this place on the back of the slaves, man. And they give you that history. Matter of fact, that's the only history that they give you. They don't tell you that you're the children of Israel. Whenever they give you so-called black history, what do they start with? Slavery. They start with slavery. Martin Luther King, Jim Crow, they give you that. Right? You think they ever going to stand up there and say, you are the real children of Israel? Hell no. The scriptures say, woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness. All right? And his chambers by wrong, that useth his neighbor's service without wages and giveth him not for his work. Esau never repaid us, man. All right? He never repaid us. And you know, blood is on his hands, because they might say, oh, well, you know, that was a long time ago. And that was back when, it was a different time. And yeah, but you are your fathers, man. They don't believe in reincarnation. The elites do, but these low level Edomites, they don't believe in it. All right. They don't believe in it. Second Ezra say, for Esau is the end of the world and Jacob is the beginning of it that followeth. All right. Isaiah 14:21 says, prepare slaughter for the children for the iniquities of their fathers. Prepare slaughter for the children for the iniquities of their fathers. And that's something they're going to have to deal with. They don't want to. Some Edomites have it on their consciences. They know, and I've actually heard some in alternative media actually say that this place is Babylon. I've actually heard it from a few Edomites that have actually said that America is Babylon, and they know that they got blood on their hands. But most, on average, they don't consider. They don't consider. You know? Let me get, let's see, is it Ezekiel? I think it's Ezekiel 35. I think Ezekiel 35 and, yeah. It says, Ezekiel 35:1 says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, set thy face against Mount Seir and prophesy against it. And say unto it, thus saith the Lord Yahweh Hashem Yahweh Shah, behold, O Mount Seir, I am against thee, and I will stretch out my hand against thee, and I will make thee most desolate. All right. That man, these people don't consider that they got to pay. All right. It says, surely is a righteous thing to recompense those that trouble you. All right. Scriptures say that. And these people don't take in consideration that they got to pay for what they've done, man. It says, son of man, set thy face against Mount Seir and prophesy against it. So when you hear these people talking about, oh, God bless America. Listen, this is the home of Esau, right? He stole it from the Native American Indians. He set up shop here. He built his new Rome, his new Egypt, his new Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Most High is setting his face against Mount Seir, right? Because it's a people, right? Not just the place, the people. It says, I prophesy against it. It says, and say unto it, thus saith the Lord, how about Shem Yahushua? Behold, O Mount Seir, I am against thee, and I will stretch out my hand against thee, and I will make thee most desolate. I will lay the cities waste, and thou shalt be desolate, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. So there's an issue here, right? There's an issue here because these people believe that Edomites are done away with, right? The average preacher don't even talk about Edom, Mount Seir. You know, they may every once in a while mention Babylon the Great, but they don't really go into who Edom is. They don't go into that. Of course not. Of course not, because that wouldn't be profitable. They don't want to be considered a hate group. Right? They don't want to be considered a hate group. But the Lord said he loved Jacob and hated Esau. You know, point blank, period. But they don't want to be considered a hate group. It says, I will lay thy cities waste, and thou shalt be desolate, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. So what the Lord likes to do is he likes to set these people up on high just so he can bring them down. Because that's the Lord, man. The Lord liked to make things interesting, right? He liked to make things spicy. He allowed them to rise themselves up just so he can bring them down. It's like he's going to put the spirit on them to try to fight against the angels, man. You know, the chariots, when the chariots come, you know, you see it in Independence Day and in these different movies. They're going to fight against the chariots, you know, so-called UFOs. That's the Lord putting the spirit on them to think that they can fight. Because why? The Lord liked to make things interesting so he can mock them. You know, he laughed at your calamity, you know. It says, because thou hast had a perpetual hatred and hast shed blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their calamity, in the time that their iniquity had an end. Therefore, as I live, saith the Lord, Yahweh Hashem, Yahweh Shai, it says, I will prepare thee unto blood, and blood shall pursue thee, saith thou hast not hated blood, even blood shall pursue thee. Thus will I make Mount Seir most desolate, and cut off from it him that passeth out, and him that returneth. All right? Lord, it's going to be a lot of blood, man. It's going to be a lot of anguish. It's going to be a lot of crying, you know. That's what's coming. It says, and I will fill his mountains with his slain men. That doesn't sound good. You hear these people talking about sweet Jesus. Does that sound sweet to you? Where's the sweetness in that? Think not that I come in peace. I come with the sword. Right? What's so peaceful about this? He says, and I will fill his mountains with slain men, meaning they're going to die, right? It says, in thy hills and in thy valleys and in thy rivers shall they fall that are slain with the sword. Man, it's going to be a lot of dying, right? Starvation, war, pestilence, you know, different diseases, you know, because Esau don't care, man. Esau killed off his own people. And that's what a lot of these Edomites, these low-level Edomites, that's why they're pissed off. They're not pissed off because of what's happening. If it was just happening to Jake, they wouldn't care. They're only upset because it's happening to them. They found out that the wicked elites hate them also. You know, they're just casualties of war. They don't care nothing about them. The poor white trash, they don't care nothing about them. Right? It says, I will make them perpetual desolations, and thy city shall not return, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Man, that's, listen, what pork chop pastor in the Christian church is reading Ezekiel 35? Where? How can you read this and think the Lord is all loving and all just all peaceful? How can that be possible? How could you read this and not know that the Lord is vengeful, you know? Even said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. How can you read this and get it in your mind and even come up with this concept of a sweet Jesus that's just floating around on a damn cloud with little baby angels, you know what I mean? With wings and shit. How could you even come up with that stupid ass concept? When you read Ezekiel 35, the Lord is talking about destroying Mount Seir, slaying men, killing them with the sword, and just utterly destroying these people. It says, Look, and I will fill his mountains with his slain men. He said he's going to fill the mountains and in the hills and in thy valleys and in all the rivers shall they fall that are slain with the sword. He says he's going to do it. Not even Satan, because Satan is just under the Lord's authority on the left-hand side, right? It says, I will make thee perpetual desolations, and thy city shall not return, and ye shall know that I am the Lord, because thou said, these two nations and these two countries shall be mine, and we will possess it, whereas the Lord was there. Therefore, as I live, saith the Lord, power, says, I will even do according to thine anger and according to thine envy, which thou hast used out of hatred against them, and I will make myself known among them when I have judged thee. Right? Like I said, that's how the Lord does, man. That's how the Lord roll. That's how the Most High roll, man. He like to make things interesting and spicy. All right? It says, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord, and that I have heard all thy blasphemies, which thou hast spoken against the mountains of Israel, saying, they are laid desolate. They are given us to consume. So they took advantage of us. And see, this is the Lord, man. This is how he rolled. The Lord punished us for going off, for being wicked, right? For blaspheming, for just being wicked, right? Just for being wicked and going against his word. Then he set up Esau to rule over top of us. But then he's going to get Esau in the end. You see how the Lord is, man? Why would you come against a power like that? He can destroy your nation, rebuild it up, and then destroy it again. Because that's what he did with the nation of Edom. You know, he brought them down for a long time, and then he brought them back up. He allowed them to rise back up over top of us. It says, again, the 12th verse, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord, and that I have heard all thy blasphemies, which thou hast spoken against the mountains of Israel, saying, they are laid desolate. They are given us to consume, and they saw us in a weakened state. They said, oh, the Lord is not with them. The Lord is not with these people. We can build our nation on their back. And that's what they did. Exactly what they did. It says, thus with your mouth, ye have boasted against me and have multiplied your words against me. I have heard them, right? Because, Esau is very proud, you know. That's where you got all these atheists. You know, they don't believe that there is a God. They believe in the Big Bang theory, you know, evolution, all these different, you know, Scientology, all these different doctrines and philosophies that these people have come up with, blaspheming the name of the Lord, you know, saying that there is no God. So the Lord's like, oh, okay, word, go ahead, build your nation up. Watch this. It says, thus said the Lord God, the Lord Power, when the whole earth rejoiceth, I will make thee desolate. Man, it says, thou didst rejoice at the inheritance of the house of Israel because it was desolate. Again, we were in a weakened state. We were brought down very low. All right. It says, so will I do unto thee. Thou shalt be desolate, O Mount Seir, and all Idumea, even all of it. And they shall know that I am the Lord. All right. And that's how the Lord wrote. The Lord allows you to build yourself up, right? He allows you to build yourself up just so he can bring you down. Amazing. That is a power that I do not want to piss off. Again, pork chop preacher sitting in the pulpit is not teaching this. They're not reading Ezekiel 35th chapter. And if they do, they're going off and saying that these people are done away with. Oh, you know, they used to be Edomites. Edomites have been done away with. No, they haven't. No, they haven't. No, they haven't. They're right here. And they rule over top of you, you stupid nigga. Who do you think your enemy is? Esau is the end of the world. I read that earlier. Esau is the end of the world. Right? Jacob is the world that comes after. Jacob is the world that come, that followeth, right? Because Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation, right? We should not be ashamed, world, a world without end, all right? That's the scriptures. But you're not going to hear that from pork chop pastor, man, your pork chop minister. You're not going to hear that. Not going to hear that from T.D. Jakes, Creflo Dollar. Hell no. You're not going to hear that. Why? Because they've been paid off. They took the bag. They've been paid off. They teach you bullshit. Excuse my language. They've been paid off, man, to lie to you and to deceive you. But ultimately, it's the Lord, because right now, in these last and evil days, man, if you haven't woken up by now, More than likely, I mean, the Lord can wake up anybody, man, you know. But chances are, man, if you haven't woken up by now, you know, if you can't get this by now, what more does this devil have to do? What does he have to do? Does he literally have to stand up and say, I am Esau, I am the wicked, I am Cain reincarnated? What does he have to do? What does he have to do? But that shows you the spirit, man. That's spiritual, because anybody in their right mind would look at this devil and say, there's no way in hell he could be the righteous. There's no way in hell that these people over there in the land of Israel today could be the real. They can't be the real Israelites. You look at them, they haven't sodomite parades. You know, it's a whole lot of sodomy going over there, man. All these wars that they involved with over there, all that, all the battles that they have going over there, It should be peace in the land when the real children of Israel are there. So it should tell you, that should be enough to tell you that those are not the people. So who are the people? Who fit the curses of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter? Who's been brought down very low? Who's been suffering all this time, man? Who does all these nations hate? Who do all these nations take crafty counsel to come against? It's not just Edom that hates us. China, we go there. Japan, anywhere you go, man. You run into the same shit everywhere you go. Even amongst our own people. You cannot escape the curses. It's not something you can just say, oh, brother, you know, I hear what you're saying, but, you know, I'm going to try to do good by people and people are going to do good by me. We in this thing, man. We in this thing, whether you like it or not. So you might as well give your heart, which is your mind, over to Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shah, man. Now is the time. Time for play is over, dummy. Play is over. America's over. The dream is over. It's dead. Get your heart, mind, your mind in line with understanding that you're going to need Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shah when this famine come, okay? When destruction come, when you see all hell breaking loose in modern day Babylon, when it breaks loose, you're going to need the righteous. Still scarcely make it, man. We're just barely going to make it. You should be holding on to everything you got. You should be holding on, man, for dear life. I pray. You know what I pray? I pray all the time. This is my prayer. I always pray to the Lord, like, please don't remove your spirit from me. Please don't take your spirit away from me. Please let me stay, even, you know, no matter what, let me stay in the spirit. Because if he removed that from you and you end up getting bugged out, man, and going back into this wicked ass society, man, yeah, you know, you'd be doing anything, man. You know, that's why you can't get caught up in the cares of this world. You got to get to a place where you don't give a shit. Okay, I'm just going to say it. You got to get to a point where you don't give a shit about none of this stuff. Friends, family, all right? Co-workers, your woman. You got to get to that point where you don't give a shit about none of this shit. None of this matters to you. Because all hell's about to break loose and you don't want to be caught up in it without faith in Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shah, because that's the only thing that's going to get you through. All right? And with that, brothers, I'm going to say Shalom.